Hey guys, Eric here. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Before we tune in to the details today, I have one little favor I'd like to ask you. Are you listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify? If you are, and if you haven't done it already, it would be so helpful to Anita and I if you could leave a 5-star review. It could just be putting 5 stars or even writing down something that you really enjoyed and learned from the episodes that you've heard so far. This kind of help would really improve our ability to give you better content and also to help other people find out about Taiwanica. So if you wouldn't mind taking just a few moments to do that if you haven't already, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we really hope you enjoy today's episode. That I realized that because my spine is relaxed the rest of the day, I actually feel great in my hips and lower back area, you know, and I sit a lot at a desk. You know, I'm an office worker, and so if I don't do those things in the morning, I definitely notice, like, I'll hear the pow or poom or ka in my lower back area.
It's your body covering.
I don't know what's going on. This is episode 73, talking about how to improve yourself in the morning. What's up, everybody? My name is Eric. Welcome back to Taiwanica Podcast. We are having a great time over here today. It's such a wonderful new change that we're bringing to you, which is short self-improvement episodes. And that's all about bringing your Friday with a fresh new idea. That's right. Every Friday for now on, Taiwanica is proud to announce that we're going to try a new activity with you. And that is to introduce to you some really great tips that we use in our daily lives to improve your daily life. Things that you might not think are common or necessary, but actually are habits that will lead you to success. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce the lovely Anita.
Hello, everybody. My name is Anita. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I think they're all doing great because they're listening to your voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ah, cheesy.
Ah.
Who cut the cheese? Okay. Well, that was me. Okay.
Always you.
Oh my gosh. Always, we do not need to share my cutting cheese habits.
Oh, my God.
That is not one of the self-improvements that we are going to learn today. If you want to learn that, you can learn that at buymeacoffee.com.
Okay. How to fart?
Yes.
Properly?
Yes. There is a method. Okay. If you want to make your enemy disappear. Okay. Anyways, we're going to dive in today. I'm very excited about this because this was actually Anita's idea. She just had a brilliant idea pop into her head and be like, hey, we really want to help everyone who listens. How can we do that?
Oh, faster.
Faster. Guess what? There's a way that we can not only give you deep topics like we usually do, but also we're going to give you some light, really quick topics that have helped us throughout the years.
Yes, and you can easily apply to your daily life.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we're going to start with the morning. That's our focus because where do you start your day? You don't start at night. You start in the morning unless you're an owl. Or a night owl. Aw.
Your joke today is not...
Not landing.
No.
I'm falling. Yeah, they're really bad. Gosh, please stay on the episode. Please don't leave. Okay, I love you, everyone who's listening. So what I'm going to say now before we start is just one more thing, and that is to bring a shout out to one of our newest subscribers. Actually, two subscribers. Mm-hmm. The first subscriber that I want to shout out to is Debbie, which is a family friend, who is now our very first Buzzsprout sponsor. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
Yes. And then we have another sponsor who just joined our buymeacoffee.com, who I think Anita should announce.
That is Anita Wu.
Anita Wu.
Sorry. Let me say it again. It's Anita.
Yeah. And we promise you it's not Anita promoting herself.
Me. It's definitely not.
It's another Anita.
Yeah. I was so surprised to receive that. This morning he sent me a screenshot like the, you know, someone sponsored us. I was like, what is this supposed to mean?
It's like, did you take my credit card?
Yeah,
Eric?
Why are you doing this?
What is this happening?
I know you want to cheer me up. You don't have to do that. But apparently there is another wonderful Anita out there supporting us. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you so much, yes. Anita.
It's such a nice thing to say.
I know.
So now that the announcements have been proudly mentioned, we are going to dive into our episode. So strap in your helmets if you're riding your scooter. You probably shouldn't be listening to this, but anyways, here we go. So we're going to start with number one. And I am proud to be the one to announce the first one. And that is simply make your bed. Make your bed. Now, why is making your bed so important? Well, two things that I will mention. First one is when you are straightening out your sheet and reorganizing your pillows, you're actually doing something not only with your body when you first wake up, but you're also doing something with your mind. And the second thing is that you're completing a task, a very first task of the day. Why are these beneficial, Anita?
Because if you start getting ready before you go to bed, you make your bed, you give yourself some time to start your day organized. Hmm. You start with the task is organizing things, and you, at the same time, you are also doing your brain is doing the work, like trying to put things in their positions. You're practicing organizing things. And the first thing, you get it done, and because it's so easy, everybody can do it as long as you're willing to put in the effort. You can give a very, very first sense of achievement for the day. Who doesn't want it to start a day with a sense of achievement? Like, I know, right? Take this day done. Down.
Getting it done, getting it down. Yes, I love it. The double D. Yeah. And then you get a sense of achievement. It's a wonderful feeling.
Exactly.
And it's like a snowball effect, right? Mm-hmm. It just, after you get one, it's just kind of be looking out for the rest of them. It's like, how can I achieve another task mm-hmm. today? How can I be more successful here? Yeah. You know, it's just, and it's been scientifically proven to actually cause you to be more successful just mm-hmm. by simply making your bed. So if you don't make your bed in the morning, now you have a reason to do so.
Whoop!
All right. Now it's going to go into number two.
So number two will be simply just take 3 deep breaths before you get out of bed. So you can choose either before or after you make the bed. But the point is you start with your day by connect with yourself from within.
Okay.
And you can be more centered throughout the day. And our brain is very, very fascinating. They got, even though when you first wake up, you're like, your body is not ready, but your mind is ready to go because it's your brain's design to do. So the first thing you do will give your brain the most familiar feeling. So if you start with your day by taking 3 deep breaths, you immediately practicing mindfulness. So throughout the whole day, you hold on tight to this feeling. If anything that happened around you or happened to you is not the most ideal situation you would like to have, for example, the traffic, the weather, right? But you can immediately switch it to your center by taking 3 deep breaths. So throughout the whole day, not just in the morning, but it's very important you start your day like that. But throughout the whole day, you can apply this practice by putting yourself in the center place, and then you can take down all the difficulties and challenges throughout the day.
I like it because it's a very inner focus that you start with. And a lot of people out there, like you said, with weather or external factors, if there's just one, they can automatically be tilted to a different negative direction for the rest of the day. But if you start your day with an inward focus with these breathing, you're building resilience. And that resilience helps you, you know, encounter those negative things with a different perspective that might even be positive. That's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I love it. Well, I'm going to dive into number three. So number three is one of my favorites, and that is to practice gratitude as soon as you wake up. Now, a lot of people think that practicing gratitude is important, and you're right. Most people think, okay, I should do it at specific times of the day, and you're right. But one of the things that I have discovered in my journey of self-improvement is if you do practicing gratitude as soon as you wake up, you are allowing your mind to be managed by you. You're the one that's actually in the control. Like if you consider it like a wild horse, you're actually, you're the one riding the horse, and it's not your mind is riding you. And so when you do this kind of practice, at first it might be a little bit difficult, But if you just keep at it, you know, just like, oh, I'm so grateful for the great sleep I just had. Oh, I'm so grateful for the weather being comfortable outside. Or I'm so comfortable for these wonderful clothes that I'm wearing. Or, oh, I'm so grateful for my toothbrush because I didn't have a toothbrush. Oh, my God. You know, my breath would be so stinky. And more about that in the last of the five today. Stay tuned. It's going to be very exciting. So the gratitude has a huge impact on everything that you do, because as soon as you start looking through the world in a way of gratitude or a sense of gratitude, you're actually opening yourself up to things like love and joy and peace. So I love this one.
Oh, that's great. Like, most of people like saying that, you know, they don't have time in the morning and throughout the whole day, they were just kind of like try to get things done and they don't have much of hope. You can say that for the future. But if you start your day by like gratitude, you will just be peaceful and happy and looking forward to what's going to happen at work, what is going to happen in the afternoon. So once you switch your attitude, the whole day will just totally be different because you're not reactive. You are taking actions instead.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful, wonderful tip.
Absolutely. Less reaction, more response. I love it. It's great. Well, shall we dive in to number four?
It's very corny. Like, everybody keep on saying that, but probably not many people are doing that, but it's very important, which is just get your body moving.
Oh, okay.
Especially in the morning, you know, like, you don't have to, like, you know, wake up like at 4 a.m., go to the gym, pump your muscle for like 2 hours. You don't have to do that, you know, if that's not your style, then don't do it. But the point to get your body moving, it could be something so little by just, you know, doing jumping jack 10 times, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Or squat. What is that? Or doing squat for like 5 times.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, like, some, just get your body moving, or you simply just do yoga. Like, you're not into that so intense movement, just simply do yoga for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. The point to get yourself, your body moving is all throughout the whole body, you know, that your circulation start to be more active, and then you will not only, because you already do like making your bed, taking a deep breath, and gratitude practice. Now it's time. You already prepared your mind, and now it's your time to get your body ready. So if you keep your body moving first thing in the morning after you do all the my work, and you will totally, that your mind and your body is in sync.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And throughout the whole, if you do exercise, the first thing you keep your heartbeat goes up. There will be, you know, something incredible happen because your body just immediately ready. And not only that, again, sense of achievement shows up because you do exercise. So sense of achievement give you the dopamine, and then you are ready to go.
There dopamine hit.
Yeah.
Dopamine get your hit. Smile on. Yeah.
Yes. You will be so happy and ready before you leave the door.
There you go. I love it. It sounds great. And that's actually true. One of the things that I do out of the list that Anita said is to do yoga. I'll do a child's pose and a butterfly pose every morning to get my lower back nice and stretched out. Mm-hmm. And when I do that, I realize that because my spine is relaxed the rest of the day, I actually feel great in my hips and lower back area. Mm-hmm. You know, and I sit a lot at a desk. You know, I'm an office worker. And so if I don't do those things in the morning, I definitely notice, like, I'll hear this pow or poom or ka in my lower back area.
It's your body, like, Korean.
I don't know what's going on there. I mean, if anyone's Korean listening to this, you can tell me if those
please
are.
Please translate.
Yes, let me know what those words mean. But in reality, I don't know. It's just like, it really just gets really tight. And so every day I do this, and no pain throughout the whole day. It's amazing.
Right. And the movement, like, even though we've heard of things called power pose. Mm. So your body gesture is actually affect your performance.
That's true.
If today your body is waking up aching throughout the whole day, say, you know, my lower back hurts or something like that, you will genuinely just, like, you know, not like standing up straight.
Yeah, slouch.
So you're slouching. And so not only this affect your appearance, also affect your confidence. Because when we, every time we say, if we were having a presentation, the first thing is take a deep breath and stand up straight, open up your shoulders, right? So throughout the whole day, just get your body ready. And for me is I like doing high intensity workout in the morning.
Mm.
You know, do push-ups or like other things. The only, that's because I can feel the heat in my body, you know, that's my signal to my brain that I'm making something big.
I'm burning. Muscle.
my muscle.
I'm making my big muscles. Yeah.
You know, and then just great feeling that you know you are making things happen.
Absolutely.
Not physical, not just physical, also mental. Yeah. Getting ready
for love the day. Love it. Beautiful. It's so awesome. You can tell this lady works out. And this guy needs to maybe, you know, work out a little bit more. But, you know, yoga, it's great. All right. Well, if you're still here and you're sticking around, you have very exciting news because number five is really fun and weird. Okay, so here we go. Number five is something that you probably maybe do, or maybe you think about, I should probably do this and I'd never do it. It's kind of like one of those habits where you like hear about people doing it and you're like, that's healthy. And then you never do
it. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. I'm proud of you. And you hear a certain type of doctor telling you to do it too. That doctor's a dentist, even though people say dentists are not doctors.
They are
doctors. Come on. They work really hard for that.
Who say that?
You know, they go to more school than doctors do. It's a long time to become a dentist. Yeah. Wow. Can't wait to go to a dentist again. But anyways, that is simply to floss your teeth. Yeah, flossing. Now, there's something really special about flossing your teeth that a lot of people don't know. And that is simply, yes, of course, they help your gums get stronger. And yes, they help you have less cavities and they get the food that you've eaten before out of your teeth. There's all these great benefits. But there's some that people don't know about. One of them is it actually makes it less possible for you to get bad breath, which is, you know, a huge plus for a lot of guys out there. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. If you're trying to find a date, floss your teeth. Another one is simply it helps your memory, long-term memory. And that one people have no idea about, and they don't really know the answer for that. And one of the things that recent studies have shown is that the plaque or the white stuff that accumulates on your gums and your teeth actually will affect your brain if they're there too long. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, there's not enough studies to prove this yet, but there's a high chance that it is related to Alzheimer's. The disease that kills your memories or it eats your memories, where they may become shorter or broken, Alzheimer's. Okay. And so flossing your teeth has a really high chance of reducing the risk of getting Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. keeping your memory when you're older, and keeping your great smile and not having bad breath.
Yeah.
So this is a huge one.
Yeah.
Huge.
The one thing I would like to add on to what you said is like the germs might affect your brain, that we don't know that. The two things that we affect our brain is your gut and your oral, like a germ something. So just try to use the most natural way to clean it. So flossing is a very, very natural and very healthy for you. Some people might ask, what about like mouthwash?
Ah, mouthwash. Yeah, the surprising thing about mouthwash is it says on the bottle, kills 99.999% germs.
That's too much.
And like Anita just said, it's too much. And the reason is because some germs in your mouth are good, because some of the bacteria in there are helping you digest food.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually, some germs in your mouth is fine, because technically, our bodies are full of germs. We're like a giant germ bag. I don't want to make you feel sick or gross, but the truth is that if we didn't have germs in our body, we couldn't survive on the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth is covered in germs. Like COVID, baby. Like COVID is a germ, you know? And so if you couldn't have all these germs in your body, you wouldn't be able to withstand stuff.
Right.
And so if your mouth is constantly being washed
right.
with mouthwash, alcohol, you're actually making your teeth less strong
mm-hmm.
because they don't have the natural germs to protect them.
Yeah. Also your brain, like we're saying about now. Mm-hmm. So the tip is to balance out the bad germ and the good germ. So flossing your teeth in the morning, you're good to go.
Yeah. And if you really want to be a good champ, you can do it at night too.
Aren't you supposed to do it the night before and then also during the morning?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She's trying to chang me and it's not working. It's okay. All right. So those are the five morning habits that Anita and I use every single day to have a wonderful lifestyle. Anita, I think this was a very helpful episode. What do you think?
I think I love it because those five tips can definitely help you every single day. Like you just wake up an extra 10 minutes, you can get all the things done.
It's true. Just 10 minutes to change your life. So if you wanted to try just one of them and give them a try and see how effective they are, give yourself a little bit of time to see the results. I would say about 2 months. If you do it every single day for 2 months, I'm challenging you, 60 days of doing this, and try to see how life is different from day one to day 60. Mm-hmm. And if you can keep that kind of routine, oh man, you're going to be a completely different person just with one of these. If you do all of them, wow, great. And the last thing I just wanted to recommend here as an ending of this wonderful episode is a book that Ani and I both read to really encourage us to change our morning habits. And that was The 5 a.m. Club. It was a wonderful book by Robin. I forget his last name. But irregardless, I will put it in the link in the description down below for you to check out. Yeah, and we really hope that you enjoyed today's episode.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Yes. Thank you, Anita.
You're welcome.
Yes, and as a final note, we want you to know that we are now about to publish our brand new website. If you're excited to hear about more news about that, check out our Instagram when it is ready to go. All right, and hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Taiwanica. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.